Thank you, elders, for this great opportunity to stand before the saints of the people of God. It's an honor. We need to get those people outside. Yeah, because the word of God has been prepared and cooked ready for us. Amen? Yes. Bring everybody in. Hallelujah. It's a glorious day. And Cody and Jeremy, right? Did I say it right? Cody and Jeremy, you guys took the best decision of your life today. Hallelujah. The heaven is rejoicing for your decision today to be baptized. Hallelujah. And I will encourage for those who never been baptized, check with the elders. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord came to show us. Be baptized, be born again. Amen. 2 weeks ago, God always has a purpose. God always has a word. God always guide us in the direction He wants us to go. And sometimes He prepare a certain message that He want us to get. And those messages, sometimes He goes to share with to different people. Because God, He talk to us individually. He come and tell you something. And He comes and tell me the same thing. And He goes to Terry, or to Bruce, or to Larry, mentioning the same thing. That means it's something that He want us to pay attention to and to get it. 2 weeks ago, Lauren spoke, and he spoke about the power of the Word of God, if you remember. And while she was speaking, it got to my attention. I said, wow, our God, the Lord that we serve, it's an awesome God. He goes and shares the same message. So what she showed Lauren is the same message that the Lord showed me. I was like, oh, our God. That means there is something very important He wants us to know. Amen? When Lauren said she was reading the Bible and the Lord spoke to her regarding the Word of God, it's the same thing that happened to me. But mine was kind of different. I was sleeping and I had a dream, you know, because a lot of time I talk about dream, because many of time I'm going to keep on repeating about dream, because God's communicate to me through the dreams a lot of times. And in a dream, I was like in a multitude of people, I was preaching. And the subject that I was preaching about was the Word of God. And the people was rejoicing, glorifying God. When I woke up, I said, Lord, thank you. I opened the Bible, reading the Bible, and God took me to the book of Hebrew. And the book of Hebrew, that verse specifically is talking about the power of the Word of God. See how our God is so awesome? And 2 weeks before, He spoke with Lauren. Lauren brought the message. And the same message that the Lord is telling. That means that the Word of God is so powerful and we need to know its impact in our lives. Amen? We're going to go to the book of Hebrew. But before that, let's give glory to God. Father, we give you all the glory and the honor for who you are. We humble ourselves in your presence, glorifying you. I am here to speak your word. use me, use my mouth, and avail our hearts to receive that bread that you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, let's go to the word in the Hebrew, book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 12. Chapter 4, 12 to 13. Yeah, I'm going to read in a new version. I like the King James, but sometimes it's so hard for me to understand it. I'll go with a new version. Hebrew 4, 12 to 13. It says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Amen. So, in verse 12, "For the word of God is living and active." In the King James, I like it because it said, "Because the word of God is powerful." Amen. Because our God is powerful God. Hallelujah. So, in Hebrew, the word of God is telling us how powerful and its impact in our lives. The word of God is active and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing to division of the soul and the spirit. So, God is telling us about the power of His word is even powerful than the two-edged sword, which penetrates and it divides, make a division between the soul and the spirit. Hallelujah. We have a body, soul, and spirit. This is my body. And I have soul and the spirit. We all have it. Our souls, the inner man, we have the inner man. The inner man plays the role of our soul. The inner man are our thoughts, the way we think, who we are, which is within us. That's the inner man. And the inner man can be positive or negative. And the inner man can affect the soul negatively or positively. When the inner man acknowledges the God, when the inner man has received the Lord, the inner man can reflect or reveal who we are. Characteristically, the inner man can reveal your character in a negative way or in a positive way. The inner man also can be hidden through the eyes of man, but inner man cannot be hidden through the eyes of the Lord. Because just like the Bible is saying here in the 13, "And no creature is hidden from sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of whom we must give account." That means our spirit, our inner man, has to receive the Lord and acknowledge the Lord in order for our soul to be positively And if the inner man acknowledges the Lord, so our soul not going to be affected. That means we know God, that we live with God, we walk with God. And we'll keep our spirit connected to the spirit of God. But if our inner man is affected, also is affected negatively, so our inner man will affect our soul. And our soul will be disconnected with the spirit of God. Our soul will affect our spirit, and our spirit will be disconnected with the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Why we see that when we put our knees down, when we come, we are praising, giving the Lord? Because our inner man is positive, he has acknowledged, because we are children of God. Hallelujah. So our soul acknowledges that we are children of God, and we are holy and pure presence in the presence of the Lord. And our spirit is connected with the spirit of God. That's why you see people shouting, because when we are giving praise, people are shouting, because our spirit is connected with the spirit of God. And that's how we're going to communicate. But if our inner man is negative, affects our soul, our spirit will be disconnected with the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because we are not doing things that pleases God. Amen. Yeah. So the word of God, its power, it penetrates, it enters. That's why the Bible it says here in Hebrews 12, the word of God is active, sharper than any two-edged of sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit. So when there is a negativity from inner man, it brings like it blocks the spirit and the soul, okay? Because the spirit cannot use our spirit. When it's negative, the spirit cannot be connected with the spirit of God. And we won't understand. Because we have a spiritual understanding. In order for us to communicate with the God, the spirit of God has to be in us. And the word of God, when the soul and the spirit is separate, the word of God, when it's coming out, when it's preaching, it comes and penetrates and separates whatever is blocking, and it connects our soul with the spirit of God. And that's how we feel God when we are praying. Amen? Glory to God. That's how we feel God when we are praying. So that means we are connected with God in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The connection of the spirit. The word of God say the power. That means it's even powerful than the two-edged sword. Amen. Glory to God. When it goes, it makes impact. When the word of God comes out, it comes out with impact. Because it's so powerful, and it will break. Hallelujah. The Bible here is saying, because it's so powerful, it pierces to the division of soul and the spirit, of joint and marrow, and the discerning the thoughts. I was looking at these two words, joint and marrow. So I was trying to get its definition, and I saw that the definition of joint, it's a structure in a human body at which two parts of the skeleton are fitted together. Because in our bodies, in our bones, and we have, they call it a soft fatty substance in the cavities of bone in which blood cells are produced. So it's telling us how powerful is the word of God. So it enters all our being. It enters all our being. It's even get to the point to enter to the soft, to the very soft substance of our bones. So that means when it enters, it changes everything. It breaks all the negativities. Hallelujah. And it brings that connection that we have lost, that connection that we never had, and you connect us to the Spirit of God, and we can have a communication with the throne of God. Amen. Amen. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the beginning. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. How does he create it? Through his word. Hallelujah. And all the creation that we see, it has been created by the word of God. And he says it. Let it be a light. The light comes out. And he divided the light and the darkness. And the expression of water, let be a river, just his word. And each part of water start taking its place. This river, we see river Mississippi, whatever river, all the rivers are taking place because the word of God has been announced to it. And it has to obey. Hallelujah. Let be rivers, all big rivers, small rivers, and they all go through the ocean. And even he controlled the waters of the ocean through his word. Amen. John 1:1. In the beginning, the word was the word, and the word was with God. Hallelujah. Let's go through it quick. I'm just going to go through it quick. Our God is so powerful. The word of God is powerful. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Amen? And the word was God himself. Hallelujah. That word is the same word that came and made flesh. Hallelujah. So when we are talking about Jesus, we are talking about the word of God. Every time we say Jesus, we are saying the word of God. Hallelujah. And this word of God, we have to claim it, declare it. To the wrongful intentions that go through our mind and to our negative thoughts. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because most of part we sin not through our acts, but through our thoughts. Hallelujah. We are saved by the law, by the blood of Jesus, but we are living in a sinful world. Our mind is a battlefield of negative thoughts and positive thoughts. We have to put that in count. But we are saved by the blood of Jesus, and we go always and merge to the blood of Jesus that cleans us daily to keep us in the sight of God. But our mind is a battlefield of negative thoughts that guide us to sin. But our mind is a battlefield that God also gives us a victory through the negative thoughts. Hallelujah. Because we're saved. By the blood of Jesus, we merge every day and asking for forgiveness of our sin. Hallelujah. It's like when we wake up in the morning, we go all day long. In the evening, we get dirty, right? we get dirty.
We have to take shower
in order to maintain clean every day. If we go for a week or without taking shower, what's going to have? What's going to happen? Our body will be dirty and we're going to be stink. It's the same thing in the presence of the Lord. We merge in the blood of Christ to cleanse our sin, to be clean every day. Daily we clean ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Through acknowledging the word of God in our life. And when the word of God takes control in our lives, the Spirit of God, because Jesus said that, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'll send the Holy Spirit that will be with you. So the Holy Spirit takes control. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit takes control and the Word of God sits in us. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And that Word became a flesh and lived with us. And that word is Jesus Christ. I'm going to jump real quick on John 14. John 14. John 14, 6. John 14, 6. So, in the beginning was the Word. God created the world with His Word. And this Word was sent to us on earth to show us the way, to tell us the truth, and to show us to give us the life. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, no one's come to the Father except through me. The same word I created, it came in the flesh. And they start speaking to us. God spoke to a lot of prophets, and now He sent His own word in the world, and the word is speaking to us. Because there's no way for us to make it, because the word of God is the way. Is the way. There's no other way, and the word of God is the truth. And the word of God is the life. Hallelujah. So we have to receive and embrace the word of God. Hallelujah. So the word of God came to show us the way. The word of God came to tell us the truth. The word of God came to give us life. But we have to acknowledge the word of God in our inner man and be positive, avoiding the negative thoughts which affect our mind, which affect our connection in the spirit with God. Hallelujah. The inner man, so we're running out of time. I'm going to be very short. Just like I said before, the inner man plays the role of our soul, which affects the spirit. But the word of God that comes out and the purse that enters inside and makes the division of whatever that blocks us in the presence of Lord, our mouth our mouth have to start declaring that words. In every situation that we go through, our mouth have to start declaring the word of God, going through the beginning. Acknowledging the power of the word of God. The word of God have to be clarified in all our situation, in the sickness, hallelujah, in your finance, in your family, hallelujah, in everything, in all situation that you're going through, that word of God has to be declared, because when we declare it, it comes out, it comes with the power, it creates, and it makes change, hallelujah, because it's so powerful. Because when we declare it, we know that word is with us. That's the word of God that we are declaring over situation. Like right now, I say, I declare the word of God over my son, praise. I declare the word of God over my many situations, over my family, hallelujah. All negative situations are start blocking me. I declare the word of God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Declare the word of God over your marriage. Declare the word of God over any kind of situation. Hallelujah. Because when you are declaring that God, that word is God who will manifest. Hallelujah. It's Him who's going to change the situation. I declare the word of God over this church. This church will be filled up with so many people. I declare the word of God will glorify the Lord in this place. I declare the word of God, all Kenosha will come, hallelujah. All Kenosha will know about this place. Wisconsin will know about this place because we will glorify and God will do wonder in this place. I declare it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the word of God, I declare it. Our God is powerful. Nothing can stand with the power of God. Hallelujah. We need to know the impact of the word of God and how it functions. When we are praying sometimes, let's remind him what he did with his word. Tell him, God, if you created heaven and earth, and your spirit and your word is with me, why you cannot change this situation? Because I know that nothing is impossible to him. Nothing. Zero. Nothing is impossible to God. When the children of Israel was going to Canaan, they got to the desert, and because of their sins, they stayed there for 40 years. But just arriving in the desert, they start complaining. Like, we were good, we were fine in Egypt, we were eating a lot of meat. Now we eat manna every day. They got tired of manna. The food is coming from heaven. You got tired of it? They want to get some steak, barbecue, you know, nice food. No, we miss our meat. And Moses went to God, said, God, your people, I'm tired. They want to go back to Egypt just because of meat. God, where can I find the meat? And God told Moses, tomorrow they will eat meat and they will get tired of it. And even it's going to come out through noise. When they're back, they will feel the smell of meat in their noise. Moses said, like, how, Lord? How are you going to do that? Where are we going to find meat in this desert? The Lord told me, Moses, didn't I separate the water you went through? What is impossible to me? But we're in the desert, Lord. I don't see where we're going to get. Tell them tomorrow they will eat meat and they'll get tired of it. And Moses went and said, okay, tomorrow you guys are going to eat a lot of meat. Those steak you guys are missing, you're going to eat it tomorrow. So God is a creator. Moses, he forgot that God is a creator. He can create anything in any circumstance, in any time. God created big birds in the morning. They were flying, giving themselves to the children of Israel. Eat us, eat us. Here we are, eat us. They ate the meat and they got tired of it. Our God is powerful. Let's declare the word of God. Every time we are praying, declare the word of God. The word of God is Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare Jesus over my family. I declare Jesus in everything. I declare Jesus. Even in my job, I declare Jesus. When I'm walking, I'm declaring the greatness of Jesus because he's the word of God. Every time declare the greatness, the word of God, because it's so powerful. Declare Jesus everywhere you go. Declare Jesus with your friends. Declare Jesus with your parents. Declare Jesus at your workplace. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah.